With all the political wrangling we've heard over the Affordable Care Act, it can be easy to forget just how personal the issue of health care is. Reporter Jenny Gold has been covering a lot of this for Kaiser Health News and NPR. She recently moved from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco and took a cross-country road trip to do it. In her stops along the way, she took a little time to ask people about their views of health care. She joins me now from San Francisco. So, Jenny, this is a pretty long road trip. How did it go? How was it?
It was really fantastic. I took about 2 weeks to do it, and I drove the southern route. And I decided when I started out that I'd ask people the same question. What bugs you most about your medical care?
Which is a question guaranteed to get a lot of very interesting responses, I'm sure, very provocative. What did you hear from people?
You know, it was surprising to me that not very many people brought up Obamacare. Most of them were really personal and specific, like a bad experience their mom had in the hospital or, you know, the time their doctor missed something important. But from coast to coast and everywhere in between, one answer did keep coming up. Let's hear from some of them.
I'm not really happy with how much things cost.
Of course, the cost. The cost. It's expensive.
I wish it will be cheaper or affordable, especially in the small communities.
I guess that the high price of some of my medications, even after insurance.
That was Krista Sadler of Flagstaff, Arizona, Angie Wilson from Nashville, Tennessee, Ruben Irigoyen of Springerville, Arizona, and Christy Galley from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And some of the people said those costs were sometimes so high they skipped care recommended by their doctor. And then for other people, it was the care they received that bugged them the most, often in the hospital.
My name's Glenn Ferrari. I live in Brandon, Mississippi, right outside of Jackson. It's a suburb. And I am very upset because my wife had major surgery last Thursday, and they made her leave the hospital on Friday at 7 o'clock at night. And now she's back in the hospital because she shouldn't have left so early.
There were also plenty of complaints about doctors.
My name is Hart Fortenberry, and I live in Lafayette, Louisiana. What bugs me most about Medicare is the state of the doctors. You can't see a doctor, you know, and if you do, they got to see 50 goddamn people a day.
And then there was insurance. Maria Wittrock of Portland, Oregon, just changed her family's plan. And it was a problem for her husband, who'd been on the same medication for 7 years to manage his Crohn's disease.
And when we switched insurance, they said, you can't be on this medication. It's too expensive. And you can't go on it until you try four other medications.
And then there was Dudley Pratt of Huntington Beach, California, who I met at a gas station along Route 66.
We're in Fenner, California, just outside the Arizona border. We're doing a dirt bike ride across the Mojave Preserve.
He's a free spirit, and it's all the paperwork that drives him nuts.
I can remember back in the 70s, you would have, you know, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, you go in and you hand them the card, and there was no paperwork, there's no copays. Now it seems a lot more complicated.
So a lot of people with a lot of complaints, but I understand you did find a couple of folks who were actually pretty happy with their health care, right?
Yeah, they were few and far between, but 58-year-old Don Chalmers of San Diego, who was on that dirt bike ride, gave it a thumbs up.
I'll tell you that I have always had good luck with my medical care. Every time I went to the hospital, I came out better than when I went in.
Which is definitely not a sentiment you hear a lot. But Jenny, thank you so much for bringing these voices from your road trip. We appreciate it. And enjoy San Francisco.
Thanks, Rachel.
Jenny Gold is a reporter with our partner, Kaiser Health News.